Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. If you were with us last week, you heard Laura Kennard and I talking about what in the world was going on at Drake University and something called YALE, which is the Young African Leadership Initiative. If you do hashtag YALI 2017, you can see some of the people who are here in the United States from this program. And Laura, has several of these students here in town, right?
I think we have 25 in the group this year, and it's split about half, 13, 12 male, female. Mm-hmm. And so they try to be very thoughtful about how they split the group, matching them up with interests and the strengths of the university.
And these are all young men and women who have come here from Africa with business ideas that they're going to be able to take back to their communities or their countries and then help their countries grow and prosper.
Yeah, I will have them explain the Mandela Fellowship as well as YALE. It's a little confusing because there's sort of two things going on, and how it culminates in Washington, D.C. after they spend their time here is really awesome. But I have had the great opportunity to help them with business plans.
Fascinating. You know, for those of you who sometimes don't think that we are in a global economy, this is going to be more proof that we certainly are. So let's bring in Elizabeth and Sarah. And Elizabeth and Sarah are two students, and they are stunning young women. What?
Correction, because they're not students.
They're not students.
Most of the folks that have come here are actually professionals already, graduated, and in many cases,
they
some
can't
of them
be. They look like they're 18.
Some of them are lawyers. Some of them are doctors.
Get out of here.
And many of them have hold their careers going, but they've found that there was a pain point or a need in their country, and they took an active role in wanting to do something
about
it.
All right. So I stand corrected. These young ladies are not students, but they are royalty. All right. We're going to explain all of this. Elizabeth Kasuja is with us. She is from Uganda. And Sarah Sangura mm-hmm. from Congo.
Kinshasa. Yes.
Wow. That's a long way from home. You guys are a long way from home.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us briefly, how did you get to this point? How did you get to this adventure here in the United States?
So we first of all apply to the we compete with other young leaders from Africa, across all Africa. It was like 16,500. People that apply, and we were selected only 1,000 all over sub-Saharan Africa. So this is the way we came.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. And I alluded to the fact that these two young ladies are part of royalty in their respective countries. And let's try to explain that. You're both, if you are, princesses. Is that correct?
Yes.
Correct. Elizabeth, tell us about that.
My grandmother is a princess. And where I come from, Buganda, royal blood is passed down.
Passed on through the generations, yes?
Exactly, yes.
Even though there's the royalty, they're no longer in charge.
Exactly.
But it's still an honorific. You're honored by that. Yeah. And Sarah, tell us your story. So
my grandfather was a king from Bahavu tribes in South Kivu. This is the way I'm also a princess. And up to now, we have some servants and pygmies that are working for us in our land.
Her father also gave her a mountain.
Her father gave her a mountain?
Not a mountain, but he gave us lands. And
here, honey, here's a mountain. Have fun. So let's talk about your respective projects. I'm not going to ask how old you are. I was just told you're not students, but they are princesses, ladies and gentlemen. So that's pretty important stuff. Sarah, what is your vision? What are you attempting to do?
So right now I'm producing soybeans, and the my vision is to see women from the rural areas working and empowered to support their children, to support their education of their children. So I'm not only a social entrepreneur, but I'm also doing business in depending on the market I find. So now, right now, I'm producing soybeans because this is the real market that we have in.
And you come by this rather naturally because your parents are involved in soybean production.
Yeah, in soybean and coffee production.
And coffee.
Yeah.
Interesting. And what are you doing, Sarah? I'm sorry, Elizabeth.
It's okay. I'm from Uganda, and right. In Uganda, mental health issues are still very much stigmatized.
Here too.
Oh, good to know. Yeah. So we have some similarities. So I envision a world where everyone can live free of depression. I started a company called Clear Your Mind, which helps people who are dealing with depression by easing their access to counseling services and also enabling them to access professional help anonymously and at lower prices than what is available on the market.
So this is all about assisting individuals with mental health issues.
Yes.
Come to and have access to affordable health care.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Could you come to Iowa and do this?
Love to. I'm starting with a corner of the world where I live, and then I hope with that we can keep spreading because depression is on the rise.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. So everywhere.
And if we can replicate this across Africa, that would be amazing.
Yeah, and well, Iowa would also be a nice start. Based on some of the research and some of the materials we've seen here. Let me just ask, and congratulations for being here and being part of Drake University for the time
Thank
that
you.
You're here.
Thank you.
This is, I think, just an amazing adventure, not only for you guys, but also for us, because we get, and Laura has had the opportunity to get to know individuals from other cultures and parts of the country. And you, too, have seen some of the American culture firsthand. Yeah. What do you think? Are we crazy here in this country?
No. Actually, it's not what we expected because what we were seeing on television is different from what we see. People are friendly, they are kind, and I like personally. I like the culture of American, the workforce that they always come together for the same purpose, for the same goal. And this is something that's really touched my heart, and I like
and
that
the patriotism
culture.
Here yeah. is. If we had half that patriotism back home,
really?
We would be very far.
Wow. Yeah. So patriotism and the friendliness and the outgoingness. How are we depicted in your countries? I mean, how are Americans?
we expected to find, you know, like the movies.
Yeah.
Everybody's got guns.
Exactly.
Yeah, guns
yes.
and...
stealing cars.
Yeah. Yes. Going in for seconds.
On every street.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what we expected.
And kind of we mistakenly expected that people would not want to associate with us. On the contrary, everyone is so nice. Everyone wants to know your story. Everyone
They're
wants
friendly.
To share. They want to help you. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. What? Come here. You can use this one. Okay.
So I just wanted to interject that they did come to Iowa, though.
Yeah, well,
we are Iowa nice here. Not to say that I have been to New York City and had the same experience, and we even as Iowans think about New York City and think, oh, they're going to be rude or they're going to be standoffish. And the reality is that most people, if you say, hey, I need help getting to the subway, they're very happy to take you by the hand and help you figure it out.
Absolutely.
But I think that one of the things that really strikes me is that you know, I'll say in our country, people like to complain a lot about issues. Maybe we don't even have near the same issues, but we have some of the same issues and we get on soapboxes. But this group have, against all odds, decided to do something about the problems they see instead of just complaining about them. They're taking an active role, and I that inspires me, and I hope it inspires other young people here to see that. So
absolutely. Let me ask the ladies another couple of questions about their culture and their communities and their countries in which they live. I have this perhaps mistaken identity or mistaken idea that there's a very significant class structure in many of the African nations, that if you are blessed to be born into royalty, that things are pretty good. But if you're not, you can be living in some real poverty issues. Would that be accurate?
That is fairly accurate. I think that is part of the reason why we have so many upcoming social entrepreneurs, because we look within our society and there are all these problems that we can contribute to solving because we are lucky and blessed to be born into better situations than most of our brothers and sisters back home.
And, of course, many of us here in the United States are blessed to be born into better conditions than perhaps what our parents or our grandparents were, and we have taken advantage of those economic drivers to perhaps better ourselves. In some parts of the world, and I don't know, and I really apologize, I wish I had known that you guys were coming and I would have studied up on this more, but I would suspect that a poverty in your respective countries is relatively high, and that's why one of the areas which would form to depression would be very important, and the other about economic sustainability and helping mothers be able to go to school and to send their children to school and to have a viable income is very important. Would that be pretty accurate?
That's pretty accurate. Although you will find that we still appreciate the progress. 30 years ago, 56% of Africans living below $1, and now now it's down to 35%.
So 35% of Africans
right now
are living at what?
$1 per day.
$1 a day.
Yes, on average.
Mm-hmm. So you come here to the United States and you look around and you're saying, "Holy buckets!" You know, a dollar won't even buy me an Uber.
Nothing. It can buy anything.
Isn't that, it's just stunning. I want to thank, Laura, thank you so much for bringing Elizabeth and Sarah to the studios. I think this is just a fascinating conversation. And I urge you, if you're listening to the Business News Hour for the first time, we will have photographs up of our guests so that you can see. Well, come on, you guys. I warned you how blessed we are to have such wonderful young people in our studio and learning more about our culture as we learn more about theirs. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you so much.
Good stuff. All right, we're going to have to step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street. As we exit, we've got the music of our friends, the Nadas. Enjoy this from the Business News Hour.
And you will grow to be someone powerful. Come inside, it looks like rain.